This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فإذا شهد أمرا فليتكلم بخير أو ليصمت واستوصوا بالنساء فإن المرأة خلقت من ضلع وإن أعوج شيء في الضلع أعلاه إن ذهبت تقيمه كسرته وإن تركته لم يزل أعوج استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. This hadith on Abi Huraira is very important in regards to men's treatment of women, whether it's your younger sister, your older sister, your mother, your auntie, your grandmother, your neighbor, any woman that you see. One huge sign of the strength and the level of excellence of your masculinity is how you deal with women, particularly how you what you think about them and how you deal with them based on those thoughts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first thing he says, he who believes in Allah and the hereafter, if he witnesses any matter, should talk in good terms or keep quiet. This is important for a man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, act kindly towards women. So notice, right after he mentions an aspect of our iman, our belief in Allah, it's a conditional sentence. He says, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, ties it to our aqidah, ties it to our belief. As we talked about Ibn Mas'ud, there was a physical appearance. He tied it to this belief. The physical appearance of him being skinny didn't matter as much as his belief did. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mu'minu qawi is better than the mu'min al-da'if. That the strong Muslim mu'min is better than the weak mu'min, and both of them are good. Tying it to iman that is strong. Here, the Prophet ﷺ ties it to iman again. And I want to hone in on that because we have to remember, as men that want to be real men and that want to live on this earth as a masculine, with masculine excellence, it is tied to your aqidah. It is tied to your belief. Rather, it is founded in your belief. Everything starts from your belief, man. It starts from your belief in God. Once your belief in God is strong and it's founded in that and it's anchored in that, that purpose is what everything else trickles down from. And that's the difference between the strong Muslim man and those that do not worship any God. Because when you connect it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sky's the limit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and takes things away. Blesses you by taking things away. And you as a man, with that connection, know how to deal with it in a much more transcendent fashion, meaning beyond yourself, beyond people. You won't rely on people. You rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts it off by giving a conditional sentence on belief. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then they should speak, when they face a situation, any matter, he should talk in good terms, or if not, keep quiet. Very interesting. Right after that, he says, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khairan," act kindly towards women. It is as though there is an implication of, or the setting, or the maqam, is where he told men to be quiet and only speak good. Be wise. Don't always talk. You don't always have to talk. Sometimes when you do, it can be detrimental, especially to a female, especially to one of the most special people in your life, your wife, your sister, your mother, grandmother, etc., family. He says, treat them kindly. So from treating them kindly is knowing when to be quiet and not to argue. So that's the first point, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately connects masculine excellence with the way we speak and how he ties it to speaking, or how he ties it to being good to women. So it is as though he is saying one of the most important factors for a man in regards to women is, if you don't have anything good to say to them, don't say anything. Just leave. Don't continue the argument. Don't feel that you have to win the argument. And winning the argument is a sign of your masculinity or your authoritative nature. The fact that you walk away doesn't mean that she's won the argument, number one. The fact that you walk away means that you don't want to deal with that. You're not going to be someone that's going to be so emotionally invested to where you go back and forth with them. The second point is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, act kindly towards women, for a woman is created from a rib, and the most crooked part of the rib is the top. that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intentional. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa min dhul'i Adam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa, Eve, from the rib of Adam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding us, men, that the woman is crooked from is created from the rib. And he said, the most crooked part of the rib is the top. What we really want to capture here is the perfection of the creation of Allah. You know, it's interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The verily we have created man in the best fashion. So our creation of our body, our faculties, the functionality of these faculties is perfect. But how we use them is imperfect. The fact that Allah made me a man and gave me limbs and gave me eyes, ears, that's what's universal with women. But then he gave me certain emotions that may be more in me and less in women, and vice versa. He gave me testosterone that is more in the male and less in the female, and estrogen, which is the opposite effect, more in females and less in males. All of that is intentional. All of that is from Allah. All of that is a manifestation of Al-Khaliq, Al-Razik, Al-Mudabbir, the creator, the provider. Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. All of this is on purpose and it's perfect. But how we use them is imperfect. Sometimes we may use the faculty of our voice, our mind, our heart in a way that is not befitting. Putting down our wives, speaking down to them, screaming at them, right? Using words that could pierce their heart. That is not istisaa bin nisa'i khayra. That is not treating women kindly. So recognizing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that she's created that way. And the way she is, you know, some men will complain, men, they're too emotional, or they don't get us. They're not supposed to totally get you. That's the whole point. And you will not totally understand them. That is the whole point. That is the whole test. That is the beauty of joining in a union. Allah says that, you know, Allah makes it to where you are not going to totally understand and get along with them. But when you look at the bigger picture, firstly, understanding that Allah is a creator and created you, created her, and that union is a godly union to form a child, subhanAllah. Amazing. So the creation of Allah is intentional on purpose and it's perfect. Do not try to change the nature of the female. And that's where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on, which is the third point. He said, act kindly towards women, for a woman is created from a rib. And the most crooked part of the rib is the top. If you attempt to straighten it, you will break it. And if you leave it, its crookedness will remain there. So act kindly towards women. Don't try to say, I'm going to straighten her out. I'm going to show her. She's going to see who is the boss. You know, unfortunately, this one strong sign of an emasculated man is the one that beats his wife, the one that hits women, the one that cannot control his anger. His emotions overpower him to where he has to physically prove that he has more power. He feels there's no other way to exert and show his value, his masculinity, his authority, his leadership, his honor, his respect, to where he deserves respect, except hitting her. That's not going to bring you respect. It only look in her eyes makes her look at you as lesser of a man. And this is very important, because someone can fear you, but they may not respect you. So when looking at this third portion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us, do not try to straighten her out. Accept her for who she is. She may have more of an emotional attachment, or maybe emotional over certain things that you are not. The question is, are you patient with that level of emotion that she has? She may not be that considerate of certain things that you are considerate of. Are you patient with that aspect of character? Now, there are certain aspects of character that may require therapy, because the fitrah, again, has been changed, whether it's society, being the way that she was raised by the closest people to her, or her environment, or both. We mentioned the hadith of the fitrah. It's important for you as a man to know that when you're dealing with your little sister, your mother, your friend, your grandmother, cousin, whatever, auntie, whatever the case may be, accept the fact that they're different. They're not supposed to be like you. accept the fact that they are different. What your responsibility is to treat them with kindness. Because if you are planning to be a protector, provider, presider, the one that leads, the leader has to be patient because they are following you for a reason. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are effective leaders, that's founded in male excellence and masculinity, that's beneficial for ourselves, between ourselves and Allah, between ourselves and our own desires, and between ourselves and our families, primarily the women and females around us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.